Good morning, Kristen. Our colleague Scott McKay caught wind of these talks earlier this week. He reported on what's different this time with new leadership at the helm for each of these healthcare systems and just a really different healthcare environment overall. Now, we know these talks are preliminary and we should say that. We also don't know many of the details. But Kristen, what do you think might be driving these talks?
Here's the big picture, I think, is that hospitals everywhere are trying to position themselves to survive in a new healthcare landscape. They've been facing a greater number of empty beds, combined with changes in the way they're paid to care for big populations of patients. That's thanks to the Affordable Care Act. Lots of systems around the country are consolidating, not only to achieve some cost savings, but because there's this hope that a bigger, more integrated system will be in a better position to care for a population. I also reached out to an expert for a bit more insight. Gerard Anderson runs the Center for Hospital Finance and Management at Johns Hopkins University. He says one big hospital system would have a lot of leverage with insurance companies in setting rates. Have a listen.
Now, if there's only one hospital system, then you absolutely have to contract with them. So you've got complete bargaining power with the Blue Cross plan or with United Healthcare or any of the other health plans in your community.
Kristen, it still sounds like at its core, this is really about money. I mean, leverage in negotiations could mean better reimbursement rates from health insurance companies, right?
Right. Although, again, I should stress we don't know the details, but hospitals negotiate rates with insurers, and it turns out there's a lot of variation among hospitals in terms of what they get paid for certain services. A partnership of some sort might level the playing field for hospitals in that lifespan Care New England system. But it could also put hospitals outside those systems at a disadvantage when it comes to negotiating with insurers.
So when it comes to those other hospital systems and hospitals, medical facilities across the state, what impact could a merger have if Care New England and Lifespan do finalize some sort of agreement?
Most of the other hospitals in the state have already partnered with a larger organization. Landmark is owned by a for-profit company. Westerly joined a hospital system in southeastern Connecticut. But they might have trouble competing with a big system that has the specialties, the broad array of services, the convenience and access patients want.
Now, Kristen, what about patients? Are there other examples of large mergers like this that might give some clues about how patients fare when large hospital systems merge or in other ways affiliate?
Well, there's some evidence that consolidation leads to somewhat higher prices for patients, you know, when one giant system has kind of a corner on the market. But Anderson, that's our expert from Johns Hopkins, he says there could be more benefits. You know, one is better sharing of medical records. Right now, most hospitals have their own medical record systems, and he says they're not great at sharing that information with other systems. Two systems coming together, two hospital systems that is, could help patients by making their medical information more widely accessible. And that can be a pretty big deal in an emergency, for example, if a doctor needs to access information about the kinds of medications you're on, what have you. But Anderson says there's another benefit, and that's specialization. Here he is again.
The second thing is identifying which hospital will take the lead in certain very specialized services like heart transplants or liver transplants. You want one hospital to do it really well instead of having two doing it okay, each one of them.
Hospitals these days get bonuses for quality. Hospitals with better patient outcomes, fewer mistakes, and so on, they're not as likely to get dinged with fines from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Kristen Gourlay, as we've been saying, these talks are in the early stages. We don't know if anything will come of them. But what kinds of hurdles could a partnership between Lifespan and Care New England face?
Lots. There are many, many state and regulatory hurdles to clear. One concern might have to do with antitrust. Would a partnership approach something of a monopoly? The last time around, these organizations abandoned plans to merge after years of negotiations and wrangling with the state health department and attorney general.
Earlier, you mentioned that there are other hospitals and systems in the state that have affiliated, and I want to go back to that. What is the larger context here when it comes to the healthcare landscape?
Well, mergers, consolidation, partnership, This is the way of the healthcare world right now. You know, I've seen headlines like merger mania in the healthcare industry. Rhode Island is not immune to this trend. South County Hospital has, at different times, explored the possibility of partnering with another hospital system. Charter care hospitals, including Roger Williams and Fatima, signed on with a California-based for-profit called Prospect Medical Holdings. Insurers have been merging like crazy. Recent pairs include Anthem and Cigna and Aetna and Humana. The question is, does all this consolidation lower prices for consumers? Does it result in better care? Those are really open questions until we see where the chips fall.
Well, thank you, Kristen Gourlay, who covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.